Town Show follows NBC News next on AM 790 WWKY Louisville, where you gotta listen to talk. NBC Radio News. Good morning, I'm Dirk Van.
And that's the best advice anyone can give you, I promise. Thank you, Julian Freeman Arrowood. Thank you, Stuart Bell. To all of you, thank you very much for the hour. Remember that we're going to be here tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. East Coast time, and we can get together and talk again during those 3 hours. I'm Myrna Lamb. This is TalkNet.
Mary, Mary, this is it. We're going to be rich.
Oh, brother.
Look, honey, my newest invention. Little pads of paper with sticky stuff on the back of each sheet.
That's been done, Ted.
What?
It's already been done.
Oh. But look, this stuff is really adhesive. I mean, once you stick it on something, it's there for good.
Ted, why would I want that paper permanently affixed to my refrigerator?
Okay, honey, what about my exercise?
Honey, somebody's already invented that, too, but without brakes and a spare tire.
Okay, fine, but look at this.
What?
This will revolutionize the way people save money.
Great, Ted.
I call it Ted's Savings Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You buy it for half its face value and earn interest on a competitive rate for up to 30 years.
It's a U.S. savings bond,
well,
Ted.
Well, wait, there's more. Because if you use it for college tuition, it can be completely tax-free.
Ted, that is a U.S. savings bond.
No. This is different. I have a toll-free number people can call to get the current rate.
Like 1-800-US-BONDS?
No. 1-800-CALL-TED. And look, sweetheart, there's this picture of me on the exercycle. See, right above where it says, in Ted we trust.
Oh, Ted.
Continuous light favorites, also available on AM Stereo 790 WWKY Louisville.
Easy 107 WBEZ.
You know, getting any food or clothes they'd give me. Then I handed it all out to any needy people in the neighborhood. That's it.
Jack Powell is one of the little answers to the big problems facing every community in America. And because there are more people than problems, things will get done. All you have to do is something.
This is Talk Radio for Kentuckiana. You're listening to AM Stereo 790, WWKY Louisville, where you've got to listen to talk.
Radio News, I'm Kurt Henschen. The polls have now closed in the South Carolina primary. Correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Columbia. This is a major pre-Super Tuesday test.
Like Georgia, South Carolina is a Super Tuesday warm-up, and thus it's important for Bill Clinton to show his southern strength here. His main rival, Paul Tsongas, did little campaigning in the state, focusing his attention instead on Florida, which is shaping up as the hottest contest in Tuesday's lineup. Tom Harkin did campaign in South Carolina, trying to pull a share of the black vote, but he isn't likely to get far. The fourth remaining Democrat in the race, Jerry Brown, stayed in the West to focus on this weekend's other contests, caucuses in Nevada, Arizona, and Wyoming. Bob Foss, NBC Radio News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Bill Clinton has won the Wyoming caucuses. Clinton picked up 60 delegates to the Democratic National Convention, compared with 49.5 for Jerry Brown and Paul Tsongas at 24.5. It was Clinton's first victory outside the South. The Navy says it's ready to intercept and board a North Korean freighter anytime President Bush orders it. The ship is thought to be carrying advanced Scud-C missiles, possibly bound to Iran. President Bush, asked about the reports in Florida, says the U.S. is always considering options to maintain the U.N. embargo against Iraq.
The man who ought to be worried about it is Saddam Hussein.
The president took the morning off for fishing in Alabama, hooked five fish and himself. He stuck himself with a fish hook while trying to unhook his catch. He said it hurt. This is NBC Radio News.
He's the highest paid player in baseball. Well, last time we checked anyway. ESPN Radio, Keith Olbermann, Chuck Wilson, and Tony Bruno joined from Arizona and the Cactus League by Ryan Sandberg of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for taking your time to join us, Ryan.
Sure, glad to be with you.
All right, let's get to the gist of this right away. You are in the public eye as any ball player, any athlete, virtually 24 hours a day. You must have gotten some inkling of the public's reaction to the large contract reported at $28.4 million over 4 years that you signed earlier in the week. What sort of reaction are you getting from fans and players? From fans specifically, are they accepting? Are they questioning? What's it been like?
Well, I've just seen nothing but like a relief type of feelings from the fans around here at Ho-Ho Camp Park in Mesa. Just a lot of congratulations. Glad you're going to be here for the next 5 years. And, you know, I think that, you know, the fans kind of went through the same thing that I did for about a month there, not knowing what was going to happen as far as my career and where I was going to play. So once this was all taken care of, I think the thing that they looked at most was the next 5 years in Chicago.
Hi, Denton Randall, host of the Morning Talk Radio Show here on AM 790 WWKY. You know, every day, all up and down the dial, people are building lucrative broadcasting careers based on lies, distortion, sensationalism, half-truths, gossip, rumors, manipulation, and appealing to man's baser instincts and most primal fears. For me, I figure, hey, why mess with a successful formula? Check out my morning show, weekdays from 6 to 10, here on AM 790 WWKY Talk Radio.
Stay tuned for more with Rush, following NBC News on the hour, from Talk Radio, AM 790 WWKY Louisville.
NBC Radio News.
Gift for himself. International golf discount on Hertzford Lane between I-64 and Shelbyville Road across from Alexis.
I'm Dave Snowden, host of Vantage 7 Realtor's new talk show on AM 790 WWKY. Each Tuesday evening from 6 to 7, we'll talk with real estate experts and answer your questions all about real estate in the metro Louisville area.
This week's guests explain how they got started investing in real estate. That first piece of rental property could be easier than you thought.
Join us Tuesday night at 6 for Vantage 7's Talkin' Real Estate on AM 790 WWKY Talk Radio.
Hello. That's what you do in a prison riot. You go straight for the rats, kill them. I know, I've been there.
G. Gordon Liddy, Monday at noon on AM 790 WWKY Louisville.
NBC Radio News, Seattle, Washington station KING. And Sacramento, California station KRAK. Nashville, Tennessee station WWTN. Elkhart, Indiana station WTRC. Jacksonville, North Carolina station WLAS. Louisville, Kentucky station WWKY. And we are delighted to welcome them all aboard. Some people aren't terribly happy, however. This fax just in from Donna Richards. And Donna Richards says, Mr. Liddy, have you ever heard of patriotism? Have you even heard of helping instead of bashing and hate you are spreading? The American people elected President Clinton. And yes, he's made some mistakes, just like a few of you and yours made in the Nixon period. But instead of rallying round the flag, you kick and bash and spread hate. Sounds like Europe in the late 1930s or early 1940s. No, sounds to me like the United States of America in the 1970s. When there was a lot of bashing and kicking and hate going around then, only I was on the receiving end of it. Now, first of all, it was about 25% of the American people eligible to vote who elected President Clinton. 43% of those actually voting, so it was a minority. But for the gratuitous intermeddling of Ross Perot, we would not be stuck with this fellow.
He begins every day with 100 push-ups, runs 12 miles a week, rides a Harley-Davidson, and was seen parachuting with Israeli paratroopers. Don't mess with him. He's the G-Man. He's G. Gordon Liddy, and he's right here weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 790 WWKY Louisville. Talk radio.
NBC Radio News.
From the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Safety Council.
From Washington, D.C.
Radio Free D.C.
with G. Gordon Liddy.
And we're back here on Radio Free D.C., the G. Gordon Liddy Show. Oops, I forgot. I'm not supposed to say, and we're back. Because, as I have just been informed by the Unistar Network folks, this show is built of individual hours, and some stations tape it, and they reverse the hours. And I say, and we're back, and it confuses the listeners out there in radio land. So I'm not supposed to say, and we're back. So I'm not back. But here I am, and We've got a treat for you now.
AM 790 WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station. Listen to G. Gordon Liddy, weekdays noon till 3.
NBC Radio News.
WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station. We're all talk, all the time. Here's our lineup. Denton Randall starts your mornings from 6 to 9 with talk, plus Stan Cook's news, traffic, and weather updates with Wave 3's John Belsky, followed by medical news with Dr. Dean Adele at 9. Then it's advice on your life with Lee Maribol at 10. The controversial G. Gordon Liddy from noon to 3, followed by Gene Burns from 3 to 6. You want talk on the radio? There's one place to go. AM 790, WWKY.
AM 790, WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station. Listen to Lee Mirabal, weekdays 10 a.m. till noon.
Now you can talk real estate with real estate professionals. The Louisville Board of Realtors presents Real Estate Now. Is 1994 the year to buy and sell? Find out from Board President Rue McFarland, Loan Officer Carolyn Sachs, and Realtor Ken Jones. Brought to you by Stockyards Bank and Trust, TransUnion Corporation, Greenwell Home Inspections, and American Residential Mortgage. Be here 9 a.m. Saturday to talk real estate on AM 790 WWKY.
Hi, I'm Wayne Young, and I was wondering, when was the last time you saw a movie, talked about a video, or overheard somebody critiquing their favorite film? Well, we do all that and more every week on Freeze Frame, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 11 a.m. We talk movies and video, and once in a while, we even let you talk. Join us for a lively hour of inside information about the world of Hollywood. It's Freeze Frame, live from Louisville, only on WWKY Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Prison Radio Partners, owners of the most progressive stations in the Louisville market, is looking for sales professionals for Light 106.9 WVEZ, AM 790 WWKY, and 100.5 The Fox WTFX. If you like to make things happen, if you enjoy challenges, if you set priorities and develop strategies for your activities, if the customer is number one with you and you strive for excellence in everything you do, we want to talk to you this week. We offer a great benefits package, the cutting edge of sales training and technology, and an innovative, fun work environment focused on excellence. If you think you have the talent and motivation to be a part of our team, then you need to call Prison Radio Partners at 587-1069 this week to find out more. Prison Radio Partners is an equal opportunity employer. If you've got what it takes to join the leaders in Louisville radio as a sales professional, representing some of the top stations in the market, WVEZ, WWKY, and WTFX, then you need to call us this week. 587-1069.
Hi, everybody. This is your talk radio healthcare provider, Dr. Martin Fox. Is there anything out there that could possibly be more important than basketball? Well, it's your health. Every Monday evening at 6, we'll review the latest medical news and take your medical questions. I'll help you become a better informed consumer of health care. So if you don't want to foul out early in the game, join me, Dr. Martin Fox, Monday evenings at 6 on WWKY Talk Radio.
Oregon, KXL Country, hello there.
Well, good evening, Mr. Williams.
Hello there, how are you?
Definite pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. What's up? That paycheck-to-paycheck thing can be tough, because what happens if you stub your toe? I'm Bruce Williams. This is Talk Radio.
Too important to trust to just anybody. I'm Dr. Dean Adele, and I'd recommend you do what millions of other Americans have done. Tune your dial here to get the most comprehensive information about your health. It's critical that you don't rely on the health myths and hysteria that you'll hear elsewhere. The Dr. Dean Adele Show. If you miss a day, you miss a lot.
Listen weekday mornings from 9 to 10 for Dr. Dean Adele on AM 790 WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station.
This is Detective Kenny Schock with Kentuckiana Crime Stoppers and this week's Crime of the Week. It's early Monday evening, February the 21st. You're on the 600 block of South 44th Street in Western Louisville. A woman hears a car door open. She goes to her bedroom window and looks out. She sees a man attempting to break into the auto, and when he sees her at the window, he fires a gun, striking her once in the right shoulder. Investigators are looking for a young black man in his teens. The only description they have is that he was wearing black clothing and had a jacket with a hood. Kentucky Anti Crime Stoppers will pay you $1,000 cash for the information that leads to the arrest and indictment of the person who committed this assault. Remember, when you call Crime Stoppers, you never give your name. You also pay cash for information that leads to the arrest and indictment in any felony crime. You can be a Crime Stopper. Your call can make a difference. Call Kentucky Anti Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. That's 582-2583. If you call Crime Stoppers long distance, be sure and call collect.
AM 790 WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station. Listen to G. Gordon Liddy, weekdays noon till 3.
NBC Radio News.
Big loser on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped more than 63 points. With NBC Radio News, I'm Sam Litzinger.
Stay tuned for more of TalkNet with Bruce Williams on AM 790 WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station.
How you doing? Yes, I'm looking right at you. If you're hurtling down the highway, keep your eyes on the road. I'm Bruce Williams. Welcome. Welcome to my world. Welcome to TalkNet. We talk to you about you, all the things that make you so very special, and maybe some of your trials and tribulations. I'm Bruce for TalkNet. The telephone number, of course, 800-743-8000. 800-743-8000 from anywhere in North America. Let's hope one of these days I get to chat with you. To the Metroplex, Dallas, Texas. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
The afternoons on WWKY, I discuss the issues of the day that concern you. From Whitewater to healthcare and the war in Bosnia, we'll get to the bottom of it all. We may not agree on an issue, but the First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us the right to express those differences. So let's talk, and we'll debate today's most important issues. It's a feast for the mind. The Gene Burns Program, weekday afternoons at 3 on AM 790 WWKY.
AM 790 WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station. Listen for weather reports from Wave TV's John Belsky.
Questions about insurance? Call the National Insurance Consumer Helpline, 1-800-942-4242. That's 1-800-942-4242. Toll free.
He's witty. He's brilliant and conversational. He's conservative. And he knows 412 ways to kill a man with his bare hands. Are you ready for Liddy? He's ready for you. G. Gordon Liddy, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 790, WWKY Louisville. Talk radio.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. The United States is trying to rally support for sanctioning North Korea because of that nation's refusal to come clean.